this U.S. SOTOR. Tell us a little bit about that and kind of your passion to support our military and a little about the details about your trip.
Yeah, I'm leaving this Friday. We're going to Germany and Kuwait. We're going to be visiting both countries, a number of different bases. You know, just an opportunity that was presented to me and something I'm passionate about, so couldn't have turned it down and just very excited about the chance. I have not.
Ryan over here, how special is this to do kind of hands-on approach in meeting with the military and,
yeah.
and these people and tell them how you feel
yeah.
and listen to what they have to say?
Yeah, you know, just like I said, it's one of those things I'm really looking forward to, and once the opportunity was presented to me, I couldn't say no. I'm very excited to get over there and meet and talk with a lot of the troops and a lot of different soldiers and just hear from their experience.
Brian, you've had a off-season now to kind of get yourself healthy and all those things. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling, and how much do you feel like now that you're a few years removed from some of your more serious
yeah.
injuries that you could have a big year?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel great, and you know, I really felt by the middle of the season, towards the end last year, I really started playing like myself again and looked to build upon that. I had an awesome off-season. I was able to get away for a little bit too and just get away from some football, but you know, now back into it and feeling great and just really excited to be back.
Ryan, a lot of additions were made to the offense. How do you think the defense can be better this upcoming year?
You know, it always helps to stay in our scheme and improve upon it. You know, we've touched a little bit in these past 2 days about the things we've done well and the things we've done poorly. So I think we need to start faster as a defense. We've talked about that. You know, limit those kind of two games that are, you know, kind of really got away from us, but continue to play our style of defense, continue to build our scheme with Romeo, and, you know, just attacking. Just attacking to play the way we know we are capable of doing.
Most people would agree it's a quarterback-driven league. How do you feel about what they did this offseason at that position?
Well, obviously something we felt that we needed to address, and, you know, we're all excited about Brock and what he can bring to this team. But, you know, it's early on, and we're just going to worry about the defense for now, what we can do on our end.
Ryan, what is it that you want the troops to know from you? What will you tell them about how you appreciate their commitment? And then also, I know this has been a lifelong thing for you.
Yeah.
How does that help you, things like this, kind of keep football
yeah.
a little bit in perspective?
Well, I'm going to listen to them more, you know, so I'm obviously going to listen to their experience and why they chose the path that they did. But I'm just very appreciative to go there and very appreciative for them. You know, I'm going to let them know that and just, like I said, really excited about the opportunity and to learn from them and hear about what they have to say.
Brian, you went from telling us how you had to learn to walk again before you could run, now you play 16 games again. How much better are you mentally this offseason? What's it been like to you that way?
Yeah, a lot. Every offseason has just gotten better. You know, the further I get away from those injuries, it just seems like it's kind of out of my head more and more. And I'm not thinking about, you know, my legs as much anymore, and I'm just really starting to play football and have that excitement again. I mean, it was, you know, two back-to-back years, and it was both physically and mentally just draining. I felt my first year back, I still wasn't myself and, you know, couldn't play up to the capacity or even handle the workload at times. So I'm over that, and just to be have that in the past is an awesome feeling, and, you know, just really, really looking forward to this year.
Hey, Coach, in the 6 years, 7 years now you've been in the league.
Eight.
This is number eight. Time flies when you're having fun.
Sure does.
How much has the speed of the game changed in your just in, from your rookie year to now? Has it changed? There seems to be every year more and more emphasis placed on, you know, the combine times and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Has it changed? And is it overrated, I guess, is also the part of that question.
I think the combine's overrated, personally. But, I mean, you know, there's certain things there's certain things that should be done, there's certain things that shouldn't. You know, I'll get into that another time, but it has slowed down for me mentally. My first year, I remember just coming to the league and, you know, just first thing you want to do is make a great impression on your teammates and get the respect. I think once you gain the respect of the locker room is when you kind of can settle down and play within your game and your realm. So I think I've learned a lot. You know, I diagnose plays a lot earlier now. I watch a lot more film, and I just expect things. You know, I've changed my way of thinking and definitely have matured a ton being in the NFL makes you grow up fast, or you won't be in the league anymore. And that's just how it works. You know, it's an extremely competitive business, and the older you get, the harder you have to work. That's another thing I've realized as well, is, you know, my off season have gotten cut shorter and shorter every year, just to stay in physical shape and stay at the top of my game.
When you say you've changed your way of thinking, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think my first year or two, I just wanted to hit everyone and run after everything and tackle everything moving, sometimes my own teammates, and just getting in the way of a lot of things. So I've kind of – and, you know, at times, I mean, I'm not saying that's why I got hurt, but, you know, it might have been. It might have added to it. So I think I'm just a smarter player overall right now. And, you know, once you think a lot more and you watch a lot more film, and the game kind of slows down a whole lot. And you're able to move around a lot more and help other guys as well, you know, which I felt I've been able to do a lot more these past couple of years.
Hey, Brian, there's, with the draft coming up, there's supposed to be one running back going in the first round. And does it matter as an inside linebacker whether you're going against a team with a running back by committee approach as opposed to one guy you know is going to get most of the carries?
You know, I think it definitely does affect your game plan, just knowing what kind of running back or running backs you're going to be going against. You know, you look at certain teams that have three running backs, you look at certain teams that keep one running back in the whole game. It's kind of like a pitcher in baseball, you know, start against a starting pitcher, a relief pitcher, and just knowing the strengths and weaknesses of each one, as opposed to one guy you know you're going to be facing all game that probably is going to wear down by the third and fourth quarter. You know, sometimes it's tougher to face three running backs that rotate in and out and kind of stay fresh the whole game.
Sure. You're so involved with the community here. What are your thoughts on the flood victims, and are you going to help out, that kind of thing? I know you had neighbors last time.
Yeah, we have a whole thing organized later today to go help a lot of the flood victims. I mean, it's obviously a horrible thing that happens, and you just see some of the videos and people getting stuck in situations, losing cars, losing, you know, lower levels of homes, sometimes entire homes or whatever they own. Just, you know, a horrible situation, but anything we do to help out, it's – you know, something we're more than willing to do.